Somebody say, He's made open doors I can't see. Made a way for me. He's been mighty good to me. Somebody say, He's opened doors for me. He's made ways I can't see. Cause He's been mighty good to me. Ready? We serve a God. He is a mighty good God. We serve a God. He is a mighty good God. Doors I can't see. He's made a way for me. Well, He's been mighty good to me. We serve a God. He is a mighty good God. We serve a God. He is a mighty good God. He's made a way for me. He's opened doors I can't see. Well, He's been mighty good to me. We serve a God. We serve a God. He is a mighty good God. We serve a God. We serve a God. Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. Everybody come.
Offering.
this world could satisfy me. Jesus, you alone can fill me up. I could gain the world and all its treasures, and all those things would never be enough. Nothing in this world could satisfy me. Let's sing it. Thank you.
Tell the Lord that's why you're here tonight, because all you want is more of Him.
Thank you.
you better than that. Come on, hallelujah. 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 Oh, we worship you, Father. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost together. Come on out there, Jesse. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Die, El Shaddai, my sweet Jesus. El Shaddai.
start to worship him. Come on, you people. Yeah, 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 yeah. Start to worship him. Come on.
How many are glad that Jesus came? How many are glad that Jesus came? Jesus lives. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. Jesus lives. Well, brother. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brakatosin. Everybody stand up and give God your praise. Just real quickly, can you help me? Yeah, 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 yeah. Just rebuke that devil. Come on, somebody. I don't know what she learned. Okay, go ahead. Hallelujah. You okay? Hallelujah. Come on. Let's just worship him Christmas time. Come on. Come on. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Let's believe for that healer to be in here tonight. Is that all right?
you just face the woodlands. Just stretch out your hands in that direction. And I want you to speak over it right now in the name of Jesus. And I want you to say, oh, come let us adore Jesus. Ready?
Oh, come let us adore Jesus. Oh, come let us adore Jesus.
Watch your face, Conroe. Say it with the Spirit of God in your heart. Ready? Oh, come.
Oh, come, let us adore Jesus.
Prophesy. Come on.
Oh, come, let us adore. Lift him up. Lift him up. Oh, come. Oh, come, let us adore Jesus.
Oh, come, let us adore.
Oh, come, let us adore Jesus.
Why don't you face over in this direction? I believe that's humble, isn't it? This side over here. Come on. Somebody say, I expect to see a breakthrough. I want you to prophesy in that area, right? Ready? Come on.
Oh, come, let us adore Jesus.
Come on, go light, come in.
Oh, come, let us adore Jesus.
Oh, come, let us. Kiss. Somebody say, hallelujah. About heaven. Y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost just for a moment. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank the Lord. Let's get the reverb out of here. Sister, why don't you come out of there? Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Somebody say hallelujah.
God is a good God, isn't he? God is so good. Friday night is what kind of night? How many are glad we have Holy Ghost night? Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. We were telling some people from Houston today. We were out with some people from Houston. And they say, y'all have service on Friday night, Wednesday night. I said, we have a Holy Ghost night on Friday night where we just teach about the Holy Spirit. Amen. They said, I like that. We need to come. Amen. They're from a Methodist church. Amen. I said, God will fill Methodists. Amen. Holy Ghost will fill Methodists, won't he? Somebody say, praise God. You're going to get to fellowship with the Methodists. You women. Dean said, I'm a Methodist, and we're about to reap Methodists. The biggest Methodist church in town is First United Methodist. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The First United Methodist downtown Houston. Amen. And y'all going to be fellowship. You women are get to doing your women's group with them. Amen. But right here at Nations. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. God will give you the best. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. Can I read you something? All right. Write this down. The corporate. Amen. We can stop right on time with this, but we're going to start to teach on the corporate. Everybody say the corporate anointing. I had a friend of mine call me this yesterday, and it was just a good phone call, and I could sense what the brother was saying. This is one of the guys that had worked for me in Shreveport. Y'all remember Brother Brian that came down? Brother Brian called, and he said, you know what, Brother Rod? He said, I've learned something since I've been down here. He's pastoring a church now in West Virginia. And he said, I've learned something since I've been out there that you probably were trying to teach me when I was in Shreveport. He said, you know, it's a lot easier to keep a fire going than it is to get one started. Amen? He says, it's a lot easier to help a fire that's already going than to get one started yourself. Amen? Somebody say praise the Lord for that. Well, you know, that's what it is with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So often we want to be trailblazers, but it's not. Hey, bro, long time no see. Good Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my word. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. So, you know, it's meetings like this. The corporate anointing keeps a fire that's already burning going. Amen. I wrote a little program. And in this thing, it's helping me do a better job of focusing what we want to teach on. Amen. So can I read you a comment I had to myself? This is what my comment says. To teach the people on the importance of unity during the flow of the Holy Spirit. To encourage them to cooperate with the corporate anointing. I don't want them to feel rebuked or condemned. I want them to be educated and excited about the corporate anointing. Somebody say, praise God. Can you get an agreement? Somebody say, we can agree on that. That we're going to be excited about the corporate anointing. You know, one of the things I've learned is that we will get more done together, amen, than apart. Somebody say, hallelujah. Look at somebody and poke them in the side and say, hey, guess what? We can get more done together than apart. Say, the local church is the place for the corporate anointing. Hallelujah. I like that. Somebody say glory to God. Now listen. It says the corporate anointing. Listen, the corporate flow or the corporate anointing, whether you realize it or not, is the strongest flow of the Holy Ghost. The corporate flow. How many ministers we have in here? Y'all going to learn because God's going to be releasing you people to go do some things. Amen. And you're going to go to set some people free. I'm prophesying. I'm speaking it out right now. You'll get meetings. You'll get revivals. Amen. The Holy Ghost is going to move. But you got to learn that the strongest flow of the Holy Ghost is the corporate anointing. Amen. That's why it's important when you go into a place to find the faith level of the place. See, we can go into many churches. You know, we can go into many things with our anointing and with our grace. You know what? But they're not going to be able to meet you there. Not unless you have some strong gift of faith. The gift of faith, that means I can flow in faith, and it doesn't matter where your faith is at all. It all moves on my faith. But if the gift of faith is not manifested, not me, a gift of faith is just not a lot of faith. It's just a supernatural grace from God for a certain point in time to where you believe that God can do anything right here and right then. Somebody say amen. Many times y'all get mad or you don't understand when we say, get up here now. And people walk so slow. Why do I want somebody to say, move now? Because there's a corporate anointing in the manifestation, amen, and the gift of faith is lit up. And while the gift of faith is on, you got to move. Amen. Remember that song we sing, when the Spirit gets to moving, let it move? Well, you got to learn when the Spirit is moving how to take advantage of it. Somebody say amen. There are flows of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. How many ministers we got out there? Glad we're talking about this tonight. Amen. You're going to find out as you go out to ministry, you're going to be going out. So you can't just go with God. You know what? If nothing happens, guess what? Let nothing happen. But if God wants to do something, let him do it. I've learned that when nothing happened, it's still God. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus went to some places and there he could do not many mighty works, right? So if Jesus can get to a place where he can do not many mighty works, don't you think you can? Don't you think you can? So I'm not worried about it. Amen. I'm not responsible to make the Holy Ghost move. I'm just responsible to speak what the Holy Ghost gave me to speak and say what he gave me to say. Amen. And if he wants to demonstrate at the end, so be it. So you got to get that pressure off yourself too when you go out to minister. You go out to do things. Amen. You're just going to be a vessel. You're just going to take the word. What God does with it is his business. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm called to teach the word of God in this house, and we somehow we'll get into a corporate flow and anything can happen. Somebody say praise the Lord. I got some change here. Amen. Somebody say thank God for the jug. You know this is where the coins go, don't you? God convict everybody that takes coins out of this house. All right. Now listen, we can have a stronger anointing, whether you realize it or not. You know there's the anointing. We have an anointing in this house, but you know it can be better. It can be stronger. Well, Brian called me on the phone, my friend Brian, and he was just telling me about, reminding me. Every once in a while, we forget just how good things can be or how good things were. Amen? Well, Brian said, look, he was just reminiscing, and he just spoke some things that I had forgotten. I had forgotten about some of those meetings that we had in Shreveport until he reminded. Amen. He said, I've got a bunch of tapes. He said, and all these tapes that I have, amen. You know, we've been listening. He said, my wife and I and the people down here, we just listen to tapes from the Shreveport meetings, and we get blessed. I said, you mean you got tapes? I said, we only got one. How many you got? He says he got many tapes from the Shreveport meetings and how God would move and some of the mighty things God would do there. And he told of one meeting. He said just one time, he said, we were up there, and this was a very conservative time, guy. And he said one time we were in a meeting, all of a sudden you just looked that way and you looked that way. And he said the whole place just took off in supernatural dancing. He said the whole place, the whole gymnasium, we had a gym that was full of people. And all of a sudden they all just took off a dancing. Amen. And he said, you looked at me after it was all over, and he said, you looked me in the face. He was laughing. He said, you looked at me in my face, and he said, I'm a guy, and you told me that was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. He said, you looked at me in my face. He said, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Somebody say, the corporate flow is the strongest flow of the Holy Ghost. And I tell you what, we're not finished with the Holy Ghost in this house. God can still do great things. He's not finished filling people with joy. He's not finished filling people with the Holy Ghost. He's not finished healing. He's not finished preaching. Glory to God. He's not finishing showing signs and wonders. And he's not finishing using you. God's got much more. Amen. God's going to drop the bomb in this place. He's going to drop the bomb in this city. Glory to God. The glory, listen, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, just like the waters cover the sea. There's a Holy Ghost move going on, and the world's going to know it. Yes. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. I like that. Oh, praise God. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Praise God. Somebody say, thank God. And I tell you what, I feel instructed by the Holy Ghost to teach these things to get you ready. Amen. So say, Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Yes. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Who will be able to stand? Some say, I'm going to be able to stand for the stronger dose of the Holy Ghost. And some of you that outstood some ways of God, you're still here. You need to say, thank you, Jesus. I'm still standing because you heard a word of God. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. We can have more anointing. Somebody say, God's always got more. He's God. He's Jehovah El Shaddai. Amen. The God that's more. Somebody say, more than enough. So if you got anointing, I always want you to realize there's more. Somebody say, amen. He says, we can, listen, we are going to learn how to receive from the corporate anointing. Some people can only receive from different type of anointing, but you haven't been taught on the corporate anointing. Now, you can go to a Benny Hinn meeting and get blessed. You can go to different meetings and get it from the individual, but not many people know how to get blessed in a corporate anointing. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Do you know the floor of a Holy Ghost meeting is nothing but a corporate anointing? So that's what you're going to learn in this series that we're going to be teaching is how to get blessed. Amen. So say, how to get what you need from the corporate anointing. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody's going to go out and say, I'm coming to this church to bring you together that we might be able to touch heaven. Somebody say, hallelujah. Why do you think Jesus, when he went into different places, he said, this disciple can come in, the others need to stay out? Some people say it was because of their lack of faith. You don't know whether it was or not. You know what I think it was? He got some people he could flow with. Even some disciples don't know how to flow. Somebody say amen. He needed some people that wouldn't disturb, amen, the corporate flow of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the corporate anointing. Corporate anointing. Hallelujah. I'm still in text with what we were talking about. Somebody say vision, unity, and power. We've already taught about the vision. Amen. It was good. Amen. We've talked about unity, and that was good. Amen. Now we're getting on over to the power. Somebody say amen. We're learning how to turn that unity into Holy Ghost power. Yes, amen. Someone said, let's come together so we can house the power. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I agree that God wants to move. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise God. Look at somebody and say, I'm standing in agreement for your deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you sitting up here, y'all sitting up here looking at me in my face, somebody say, Brother Ron, I'm here to agree with you. Amen. I'm standing in agreement for what you believe. Somebody say, amen. Mama sowed a seed on Wednesday night. She sowed that seed, and that seed said something. That seed looked at me and talked, said, I'm in agreement with what God wants to do, and that'll happen. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say agreement. Say my seed is agreement. My God, my God. I mean, y'all done slapped the devil again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Every time the devil's not in agreement with what God wants, but that's all right. Somebody say amen. Every time the devil says something, every time the devil starts something, somebody says, listen, I agree with what God wants to do. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For we are going to learn how to receive from a corporate anointing. We are going to learn about anointing, how the anointing and authority work together. Somebody say hallelujah. Anointing, see, some of you want to get out there and flow in different things, but you got to learn that anointing and authority work together. You got to learn to go into a place and discern the authority, amen, and then you can flow in the anointing. They used to tell us when we were in Living Praise, we had a wise director. We were in a group. We'd be in different churches, two churches on Sunday and a couple churches throughout the week. We'd be in many different churches. You know, we'd have to go in that church. And you know what we'd have to do? We'd have to come under the anointing of that local house. We'd have to come under the authority of that local church. What do you mean? Because what? That's the strongest authority. That's the strongest anointing. So we learn, somebody say, we learn to come under and to flow. See, we're learning something right here. God's opening doors for us. We're the wildest charismatic bunch that I know of. And here God hooking us up with a bunch of Methodist people. Somebody say, we can flow. We can flow. God can do it. Amen. See, that's how God gets. So you could, if you can't bless people under their authority, you can't see. You need to get some help in your ministry. See, there are different anointings and different flows for different places. Amen. See, when Jesus was among his own company, somebody say his own company. He got a lot of things done. Amen. But different times he'd have to go in different places. Well, listen, we're going to have to go out there too. Do you think when you go out there to minister to people and get people delivered, you're going to flow in the full dose of the anointing of the Holy Ghost? God's going to give you the anointing to match the authority of that geographic area. Are you going to get people healed in the grocery store by some corporate anointing that's going to make them jump off the ceiling? I don't think so, but if God wants to do it that way, let him do it that way. But you know what? He'll give the anointing. He'll give it enough anointing to get the job done right there. How many had to minister on your job? You had to minister healing on your job, had to minister salvation on your job. You didn't need a big organ, did you? You didn't need the whole office to stand up and give God a hand clap. Amen. How many, you know, there are some people that think that way. They think that, you know, if it's going to flow in the anointing, I got to flow in that way. All right, everybody stand up and give the Lord a hand. But you didn't have to flow. You had to flow in the authority in the geographic area. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. You have to be very specific to get what God wants to get done, done. See, if you don't know how to flow in anointing in your neighborhood, when you bought the when you went and got that mat and put it on your neighbor's door, that's flowing in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, flowing under the authority. Amen. That's power. Somebody say amen. When you're working in your little office there with those people that you work on, amen, that's flowing in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You got to understand there's an authority there that you got to roll with. Well, in the body of Christ, in the house of God, somebody say amen. There's something good about this place. Why? Because I believe this is a place where we can flow in the corporate anointing. Amen. This is a place where we can get a whole lot done. Why? Because we're in our own company. Somebody say amen. We don't have to watch out for nothing. Where other people might get offended, we don't have to worry about that. Somebody say, well, we're among our own. We're behind closed doors. We can flow in a greater dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen. See, many times you can go to different local churches. It's still anointed there, but it's no place like home. I'm not saying it's the best place for me. Amen. But if I want to get my need met, you know where God's going to meet my need? Right here among the ones that God called me to be with. Somebody say amen. He'll get my need met with the corporate anointing right there. Amen. If you can't pray it in, guess what? I'm in trouble. Somebody say amen. This is the best anointing for me. Somebody say the corporate anointing of that local church. So, listen. We are going to learn how to follow the anointing to a place where miracles can happen. Somebody say hallelujah. See, the anointing comes in, but that anointing wants to do something. Amen. You get into the corporate flow of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes down, and you're going to have to learn how to follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. When you see us, somebody, you notice sometimes we just get into worship, and it's just going right there, and you don't understand what's going on. I've learned to follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You don't want to go where I got to go. My mind might wander. But if I follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you'll get your need met. If the anointing of the Holy Ghost going on another line, I'm going to sing it. Amen. If the anointing of the Holy Ghost just tells me to sit there and do nothing, guess what? I'm going to follow. You've got to follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost to the place where miracles can happen. Hallelujah. That's how they prayed all night long, following the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Don't short circuit anything. You don't go on to the next thing. Stay right there where God is. Amen. If God doesn't want to do nothing, I don't care if he has you sit there all night long. Sit there all night long. Follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Not an agenda, not a program. Follow what God is doing. Yeah. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't just move on. Somebody say hallelujah. I've learned to follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's how we get our need met. Somebody say amen. You say, well, let's get on to the next thing. Get where God is. Amen. Follow. Somebody say follow. The anointing of the Holy Ghost to the place where miracles happens. There are a lot of people that refuse to follow the anointing. You know, Jesus was the anointed one. If they would have just followed him, amen, they would have seen miracles. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody, see, there are things you just don't understand. I don't know where he's going. Anybody have been there? I don't know where pastor's going. I don't know where this one's going. Somebody say follow the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and you'll see miracles happen. Pray in the Holy Ghost. When the saints are going forth shouting and dancing and singing and you don't understand it, and you see, why didn't he just go on to the next thing? I'm following the anointing of the Holy Ghost to a place where miracles can happen. Amen. And the Holy Ghost told me, somebody say amen, we are going to go to the next level. That's what the devil's mad about. Somebody say amen. I tell you what, after that, the devil has been so mad, but there's nothing he can do about it. Somebody say amen. He is pulling every stop. He's pulling things he's never tried to pull before. Do you hear me? But the devil is a liar. Amen. Somebody say there's nothing he can do about it. Poke somebody in the side and say, I'm going to the next level with God. Why are you sitting there? There's another level in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. It doesn't always stay the same. There's another level you can get to. Hallelujah. We don't have to stay where we are. We can go on to brighter things, from glory to glory. Amen. Glory to glory. You need to announce, I'm packing up, getting ready to go to the next level. I'm getting ready to go to the next level. Tell somebody. I'm getting ready to go to the next level. I'm following the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to the next level. I'm ready to go to the next level. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Shout that God's going to take you to the next level. You've all passed. Somebody say, thank God. I'm going to the next level. I sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost on it. But we've got to have anointing to get there. Somebody say amen. Can I tell you something? Let me read you something. Y'all remember the Peanuts cartoon? How many of y'all like Sister Lucy? Somebody say, you remember Sister Lucy that used to minister to Sister Linus, to Brother Linus in the Peanuts? Somebody say Peanuts. Somebody say Peanuts. Peanuts. Y'all know. Dun, 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 dun. Can you play it a little bit? Come on, try. Hurry up. Somebody say, hurry up, Brother Jesse. The anointing's moving. Hurry up. Everybody, somebody say, remember the Peanuts. Remember the Peanuts. You got to turn that thing on for him, Brother Jesse. Somebody say, remember the Peanuts. Somebody say, play it, boy. Yeah, come on. Y'all know Snoopy used to do that? He used to get up on top of the doghouse and they would all dance like this. They all had the Holy Ghost. How many of y'all remember they used to dance, didn't they? Those Peanuts cartoons had the Holy Ghost. You know, Snoopy would get his head up and they'd... Everybody, praise God, Snoopy style. Stand up, praise God, Snoopy style. Come on. Come on, play it for him, Jesse. Come on, somebody say, come on, let's get, somebody say, do the Snoopy. Ready? Come on, Rand, come on. They all had the Holy Ghost, right? Somebody say, yeah. All right, here we go. Now, check out this. Now, here, Lucy demanded Linus. Y'all remember Lucy? Y'all remember Lucy always telling somebody what to do? Well, Lucy demanded that Linus would turn the TV channel, right? She said, turn that TV channel. And Linus looked at, she said it in a threatening voice to him, right? Right? Somebody say amen. Threatening him with her fist if he didn't. Wouldn't that be a trip? Y'all remember Sister Lucy? Lucy sat up there and looked at Linus and said, turn that TV channel. Somebody look at, somebody say, go like this. Somebody say, turn that TV channel. Somebody say, get it off now. How many, some of y'all are like that, amen? So, right? And Linus told Lucy, he said, listen, what makes you think you can walk right in here and take over? Linus asked her, amen? And she said, these five fingers, individually they are nothing. Somebody say amen. But when you curl them up into a single unit, they form a weapon that is terrible to behold. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, what makes you think you can make me turn that cheek? She said, these five fingers. Individually, they are very weak. They can't do much. But when you curl them up into a single weapon, amen, they are terrible to behold. Linus looked at Lucy and said, what channel do you want? Amen. Turning away, as Linus went to turn the TV channel, turning away, he looks at his fingers and says, why can't you guys get together like that? Somebody say amen. You know that's what it's like with some churches. Devil's in your face, and you're trying to get him to turn the channel. You're trying to get him to do something. He's telling him, what makes you think you can come in here and tell me what to do? You got to learn to put your fish up. You know, you go up here like this. Turn the TV channel. He's not going to listen to you. Individually, they are nothing. But when you wrap those suckers up into one tight fist, somebody say amen, they're terrible to behold. Somebody say, we're coming together. Individually, we're nothing. But when we come together, we can tell the devil, turn that TV channel. Somebody say hallelujah. Doesn't it make you want to dance like Snoopy? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank God for Sister Lucy. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to get there. We're only going to get to one point. Is that all right? God desires to do more in our midst, but just because you want him to do it, do you know that? Listen, God wants to do more. He wants to manifest himself more, but just because he wants to do it doesn't necessarily mean that we are going to be able to receive what he wants for us. Do you know that? Even though God wants to do great things for you and mighty things and be able to move by his spirit in a higher degree, does not necessarily mean that you're going to be able to receive what he wants for you. When you hear me preach of these great things and all these things and telling all the good that God can do, just because I preach it doesn't mean you're going to receive it. You say, what are you talking about, Brother Ron? And just because God wants to do it doesn't mean it's going to happen for you. It's not because he does not want to do more for us, but it's because we don't allow him to do everything he wants to do. You've got to allow the Holy Ghost to bring his will to pass in your life. God said, I wouldn't that any man would perish, but all would come to the light and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Didn't he say that? He said, I want everybody to be saved. Isn't that his will? How many of you know that Alice Cooper saved? Anybody know Alice Cooper saved? Is Alice Cooper saved? Well, he's everybody. Is Madonna saved? Even though he wants them to be saved, doesn't necessarily, even though that's his will for them to be saved, doesn't mean they're saved. Why? Because they won't allow his salvation to take place in their life. There are a lot of things that God wants to do in this house, and there are a lot of things that he wants to do in our life. But we've got to get to the place where we allow him, somebody say amen, to do what he wants to do. That's the first thing that we need to learn about the corporate anointing. That when the corporate anointing gets manifest, it comes with wanting to do a bunch of stuff. And it's looking for somebody that will allow it to do what it wants to do. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I tell you what, sometimes God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is so strong, it's looking for somebody, anybody that it could bless. Somebody that doesn't call the shots. Somebody say amen. But somebody will just let God be God. Amen. You got to be able to say any way you want to bless me, Lord. Bless me. Somebody say, I'm open to whatever the Holy Ghost wants to do. That's why you pray in the Holy Ghost. You get pliable to the Holy Ghost. So you got to come into these meetings with an open heart. God wants more for you than you could ever imagine. When you get in this place, he's already got a plan. He's already got an agenda to bless you. And you've got to yield yourself and put that flesh down and get up under the spout where the glory comes out and let God meet your need. Let him work you over. That's how you get everything. God, if many people just get in there and shut up. Somebody say amen. You know, God gets you up under a ministry, gets you up under a church, tell you, get up in there and just shut up for a year. Amen. Let God work you over. I don't think I can hold on much. Shut up and sit there. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Somebody say, God can do anything. How many believe that? Which is true. There is a way that God chooses to flow, though. God can do anything, but there is a way that he chooses to flow. Those things that we're believing for, he chooses to flow in a way. He chooses to allow his anointing to flow that way, and he doesn't break the rules. He's got blessings for you. He's got anointings for this church. He's got blessings for my life. He wants to bless me. He wants to give me everything I've ever asked for. He wants to give you everything you've ever asked for. Somebody say amen. And that flow is already in motion. But you've got to learn to let that flow flow so that it can happen the way God wants it to happen. Somebody say, get in sync with God. When you get in unity, see, that's what the corporate anointing is all about. It's people lining up and getting where God wants them, getting the right mind, frame of mind, getting in the right attitude so God can do in them what he wants to do in them. Yeah. It's not because he does not want to do more for us. We already said that. It's because we don't allow him to do more. And when the conditions, listen, which is true, there is a way that God chooses to flow. And when the conditions and key elements are not in sync or in line, it hinders his divine flow toward us. I'm going to say, put those fingers together. Makes a terrible force to behold. Listen, do you hear what I'm saying? And when the condition and key elements are not in sync or in line, it hinders the divine flow toward us. God is a God of excellence. And he built this thing up, amen, that when we all do what God wants us to do, guess what will happen? We'll get a greater dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say key elements. I tell you what I know about key elements. Each one contributes something to the body. Each one contributes something to the meeting. Amen. When all those people are contributing at the same time, my God. I tell you what, I know about the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God jumps from heart to heart and breast to breast. We jump off of each other. I sat up here on that keyboard, but time is like, you know, it was like playing in hell or playing in the funeral. Amen. I've been better off setting the keyboard up in the cemetery someplace. Amen. When the key elements, somebody say the key elements, aren't available. There are elements that take something. Every once in a while, you need a shout. Somebody say amen. That's an element. Somebody say amen. And somebody say, what does that shout do? That shout might irritate you, but that shout might set me off. Hallelujah. A key element might be a dance. Amen. A key element might be a smile as you're coming through the door. So say, when the conditions are right. Woo, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. So you got to realize that God's got an assignment for you. Somebody say, we're getting into the corporate flow of the Holy Ghost, and God needs everybody. Yeah. Hallelujah. God, if he can send his son, he can send you. Amen. If he can send his son down from heaven to save souls and to do certain things, to get needs met, glory to God, he can send you to church on Friday night to do what God told you to do, to see something happen. Somebody say, amen. If he sent down his son, don't you think he'll send you? That was his only begotten son. And you think God don't want to use you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He made him get down from heaven. Amen. That people could get saved. Amen. And many times God wants to use you. At times you want to sit there and look stupid and watch the second TV show. Amen. If he sent his only begotten son, don't you think he's going to get your butt up out of the bed sometime and send you to a meeting someplace that he might be able to flow through you? He sends everything he loves. Say, make me just like Jesus. Make me just like, look so much like Jesus, he'll start to send you out. Somebody say hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If God's still loving the world, he's going to be sending his people. Somebody say amen. He loves you that he wants to show you off. Amen. Somebody say, when all the key elements are in line. Somebody say, amen. See, God's got assignments. He said, can't nobody dance like that one. Can't nobody shout like that one. Can't nobody encourage the pastor like that one. Can't nobody do this. Somebody say, can't nobody do what you can do. You got to realize that. Yeah, God will always raise somebody else up, but only you can do it in the same anointing and in that grace that God wants you to do it, and only you can do it. There are certain prayers only you can pray the way God wants you to pray, whether you realize it or not. There are certain looks on your face that only you can give. There are certain things that only you can bring to this house. Some say the corporate flow of the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost has already moved before the church service already started. Angels go about rustling people out, and so do devils. See, God's got his plan. He said, I want this one to do this one. When this one does this one, this is going to get set free. Demons go out and the angels go out. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Rakatopa rabati stena bahanda. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say thank God. See, if we come in that frame of mind, somebody say, I've come to be a vessel of the Holy Ghost. I've come to be anointing. Amen. See, many say, you don't know what you've done for people. Somebody say amen. Just your presence in the house. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Just the right seed at the right time. Somebody say hallelujah. God uses you. God uses you. He uses you to make a difference in people's lives. Amen. He sends you. Somebody say the corporate anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want you to know you're sent by God. Amen. You show up, it brings joy to my heart. It brings joy to other people's heart. Say, get over there and do something. Somebody say amen. Somebody say the corporate flow. Can't nobody play like you. Don't nobody look like you. People look good. Look, people look forward to seeing you, whether you realize it or not. You think you're insignificant and you don't mean anything. I tell you what, God's using you. Somebody say hallelujah. So I say, as long as the Holy Ghost shows up, that's all right. Well, if Holy Ghost is going to show up, he needs to show up in you. Amen. Holy Ghost ain't going to prophesy from the light switch. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. He said, I'm going to come and fill every chair and that the people might be blessed. No, God chooses to fill people. Yes. And we ain't sitting up here, all right, Sister So-and-so didn't come tonight. Let's look at this tree and hope it says something to us. Show me the glory of God. Somebody say the corporate flow of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There are so many ways that people block the flow of the power of God from coming to them and others in a stronger way. Write that down. You're going to value this teaching. I tell you that straight up. There are so many ways. I tell you what, so many times we're trying to increase the anointing. Well, I tell you what, you're going to get the same dose that he intended. Listen, when God says he's going to pour out his spirit, he's already pouring it out. That flow is already coming down, whether you realize it or not. But what makes it seem so small, there are so many hindrances. Amen? So many blockages. Amen? That make that thing not as strong as it wants to be. Okay? Ways like unforgiveness. Somebody say amen. Unforgiveness blocks the flow of the Holy Ghost. You get people that are unforgiving and just mad, upset, not ready to let things go. Guess what? That's going to block the flow of the corporate anointing of God. That will hinder the anointing. Somebody say, what are you talking about? Unforgiveness blocks healing. When people refuse to heal, wonder why people don't get healed. Unforgiveness. Somebody say, you got to get over stuff so somebody can get healed. A place where people walk in just letting stuff go. People say, I can't let cancer go because you can't let unforgiveness go. When we listen, especially you healing ministry, we got several people that are going up in healing ministry. You got to stay away from every form of unforgiveness. And people that can't forgive people. The minute they say, I can't get over this, you got to leave them alone. Amen. Because the healing anointing will only flow in a heart that stays out, that lives in forgiveness. Unforgiveness hinders healing in any degree or in any area. So if you got someone that needs to flow, if there's someone with a healing ministry, amen, and you got unforgiveness in your family, different, you got to minister to them and say, listen, we got to flow in forgiveness here, amen. The spirit of unforgiveness, amen, and bitterness and resentment and all that thing, it blocks the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Selfishness. Somebody say selfishness. Selfish people block prayer. You can have a prayer group, and I don't care how hard they pray. I don't care if blood streams down their forehead. If you got selfish, greedy people in the house, their prayers aren't going to go off the top of the ceiling. It will hinder prayer. What? Selfishness will hinder prayer? Yes, selfishness will hinder prayer. Prayer, this is what the Holy Ghost told me. Listen, if we would not allow our spiritual arteries to become clogged, we would receive a stronger pulse of God's lifeblood to our needed areas. Somebody said, give me some scriptures. How many want scriptures about what I was talking about? You, of course, it said, listen, for you ask upon your own. He says, you have not. He says, because you ask and you don't get it because you ask about concerning your own lust and selfish desires. That's why you don't get what you want. Somebody say, lust and selfish desires. There's a scripture for you. If we would not allow our spiritual, so I'm going to say our spiritual arteries, to be clogged, we would receive a stronger pulse of God's lifeblood to our needed areas. I'm going to say hallelujah. Ye, James chapter 4, verse 3, that's that scripture. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss that ye may consume it upon your own lust. So I'm going to say consuming things. That means if things stop at you, that's lust. It's okay to ask for nice stuff as long as you're willing to let it go through you. Don't ask for God for anything that you're not going to allow to go through you. You can keep stuff. You know, there are several things. I don't have a thing that God can't have. God can't get through me. Yeah, God's not an Indian giver. But I don't have a thing in my life that God can't get through me. Somebody say that I'm going to consume. Somebody say amen. That means that anointing will stop right there. The only person going to get blessed by that is me. I'm going to consume it on my own lust. I'm going to take It's like me getting that little camera. Somebody bless me with a camera. And I just take pictures of myself. Somebody say, consume it on myself. No, I'm going to take it and slap the devil with it. Amen. I'm going to take video footage and do all kind of stuff and bless others. Somebody say, amen. If you want some stuff that only you can enjoy, guess what? You got some problems. Don't you get nothing that you can't use for the glory of God. If you want a big mansion, make sure you visualize helping people with that big mansion and loving people in that big mansion and using it for the glory of God. Y'all got blessed with that house, and y'all haven't stopped inviting people over and blessing people since you got it. Somebody say amen. That's not consuming things on your own lust. I like Brother Rex. You're a blessing, brother. I appreciate your spirit and your heart. I've seen God put things through you time and time again. I don't think you're one of those that have anything that you wouldn't let God. Sometimes you scare me. Amen. He'll let anything go through him. Amen. Somebody say, if it can come to me, it can get through me. You too. Somebody say, amen. I get mad at the devil and I look for something to get through me. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, if you can get stuff through you, say it. If you can get stuff through you, God can get stuff to you. Somebody say, hallelujah. See, some of y'all want some stuff to come to you, but there's some stuff that you got you need to get through you. So I say, get that thing flowing, amen? He's not going to send his blessing to clogged arteries, amen? You got that old broken TV sitting up there, amen? Somebody say, clogging the arteries you hadn't moved, amen? That CD player you ain't listened to in 7 days, amen, or 6 months, and it's still sitting there. You got cars sitting in the driveway, amen? Ain't nobody going to use it, anybody going to come near it? Somebody say, amen? Somebody say, clogged. Free yourself up. Wardrobes. You know you ain't going to get your butt in them pants no more. say hallelujah. You know your big feet ain't fitting in them shoes again. It's time to get them things through you. Amen. God's got a pair that'll fit around you. Amen. Hallelujah. But you're not going to get that pair that can get around you. Amen. Until you get that pair that you know you're not going to come close to getting in again. Amen. And you say, yeah, I'm believing by faith. Amen. By that time, amen, it'll be out of style. Somebody say amen. I better shut up. I'm getting there. I want to God to do what he wants to do in our midst. I don't want any blockage in the flow from heaven's best for us. I want us to teach. So I want to teach this, and I want you to teach this and get this in your spirit. Amen. So say the corporate anointing. Say vision, unity, and power. Go right here. Go to Luke chapter. I'm almost done. I promise. I am. Luke chapter 13, verse 34. Y'all enjoying this? It cut off? It's almost about ready to cut off, so y'all know I'm getting done. Y'all say, thank God for those short tapes. Jesse buys the short tapes. That way he knows I'll shut up. Amen. Luke chapter 13, verse 34. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou which killeth the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings. But and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Here's a scripture that talks about what we were talking about. God wanting to do something that they wouldn't allow him to do. God wanting to do something that they would not allow him to do. Somebody say amen. God wanting to do something. There's a scripture right there. He said, I wanted to do this, but you would not let me. Somebody say praise God. God wants to come to this city. He wants to come to this church and do whatever he wants it to do. Amen. And we need to get to the point to where we allow him to do what he wants to do. Did y'all get? I think that's a good start, don't you? Yes. We'll pick up on that. Amen. Somebody said, we're getting into the corporate anointing, and it will get much better. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. I love you people. Somebody say amen. I love you people. I sense the stronger dose of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just stand up real quickly and pray in the Holy Ghost. I just sense a stronger dose of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the anointing right now. I just sense the anointing of God flowing through you. Somebody say, thank God we've been obedient to the word. Hallelujah. We've been obedient to the word right now.
We've been obedient to the Holy Ghost. Let's get corporate right now. Let's just put on that corporate anointing. Brother Tizo, come on up here. I want to pray for you about what we talked about, what you shared with me. Is that all right? Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Now, what we're doing right now you get in agreement. We're not pulling off any great anointing on me. We're going to pull on that corporate anointing to get his need met. Somebody say amen. Somebody say anybody else that's had any form of oppression. Somebody say, hey, get up here right now, quickly. How, if you had any form of oppression, get up here right away. Move quickly, quickly. Get up here right now in Jesus' name. Get up, one, get up here. Amen. You know you got to get up here. Move. Hallelujah. Quickly. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Let him out. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. We're pulling on that corporate anointing. Let's get in agreement here. Somebody, come on, you strong faith people. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Any form of oppression. Any form of oppression right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. All these attacks from the devil. The devil's a liar in Jesus' name. Come on, y'all, just do what God tells you. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, mano. Any form of oppression, any form of oppression. There's a meeting coming, mama. There's a meeting coming. Get ready. Do you hear me? There's a meeting coming. Get ready for it. Hallelujah. There's a meeting. There's a door opening up for a meeting. She needs to get ready. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Is it in the works? Hallelujah. There's a meeting coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus is a healer. Amen. Somebody say, we're flowing in the corporate anointing. I mean, it's our joint anointing. It's the nation's church, the joint anointing together. So let's put our faith in anointing. Y'all just focus that this way. Amen. Somebody say amen. And we're just going to believe God. Somebody say amen. That when we put our faith together, these needs are going to get met. Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. The devil's a liar. Amen. He's had the ministers. Amen. This is a minister of God. Tizo said he's, amen, the devil's been trying to work on him. Amen. But the devil's a liar. We're going to curse that thing. Amen. And I said, ho ho. Shalabadadosh to him. And they've been sick. Jesse's had this asthma thing attack him. It was a miracle for him even to play the drums. The brother couldn't move yesterday. Brother was could not move yesterday. He couldn't even talk. We canceled both the classes this week because the boy was so, amen. But God got where he could play those drums tonight. Somebody say amen. Ooh, hallelujah. And I just sense some of you are very, I just sense that that corporate anointing is working. I sense the heat of that in my arm right now. How I sense the anointing. So y'all just keep on praying and keep on believing God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, but just pray in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Hallelujah. Then when we get that corporate anointing together, we can believe God to do what he wants to do. Souls to get saved. People to get delivered. People to get healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. The devil was so mad about the release of the anointing, of us putting our anointing together, that he tried to, ooh, he hates this place. My God, the devil hates this place. Hallelujah. But he's a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. Yay! Delivered in the name of Jesus. Healed. Total healing in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What are you standing for? Hallelujah. No attack, no oppression in the name of Jesus. Set them free. We're flowing in the same anointing. Send your anointing this way. Send your anointing this way that we can flow in it together. Hallelujah. Then y'all just go on and bless God. Y'all just go on and bless God. Go on and bless God. Move in your anointings. Flow in that. Hallelujah. Somebody love the brother. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. What do you think of that, brother? Hallelujah. You thought I'd push you? Huh? Come here. Hallelujah. Just in case you say it. Come on. Hallelujah. We can get you back there. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Y'all still praying in the Holy Ghost? Y'all just keep flowing. Send your anointing. Glory to God. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep getting better and better and better. All the, oh, you got a haircut. Bless. I like that hair. Be blessed in the name. Oh, there's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And glory to God. Somebody say thank you. Y'all just keep praying. What's that? He hiding out. We can get back there. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, I mean, that's a dumb devil. I mean, he sends out the search thing. Cut off the lights. Cut off the headset. Amen. Get Jesse sick. Amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, but Jesus will still get done what he wants to get done. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Did God touch you? Did he really touch you? Did he? Come on up here. Amen. We want to know what the Lord does. Amen. Did he really touch you? Come here. Amen. What was it like? Hallelujah. Yeah, come on. It's like fire. Shut up inside your bones. Holy Ghost filled in the name of, oh, brata saleo todo bakachita hita. Come over here, Brother Dean. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. If you got an anointing on you, amen. Hallelujah. You just pray in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Pray God's best on them. Say, brother, I'm with you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not another sleepless night, boy. In the name of Jesus. Don't hate me. I'm just crazy sometimes. Okay, it's all right. Amen. I got to be careful how I flow with these kids around. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, you're not going to give out. You're going to stay strong. There it is. Flow, Rabakasaman. Oh, flow. Send the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus from the top of your head. Oh, a good thing happening. A good thing happening. A good thing happening in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Just stretch out those hands right now. Just stretch out those hands in Jesus' name. Let la la do 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 stele. La la do do ushele. Get over here and lay hands on them right here. Ha la la do do stele. Oh, I pray God's best on them. Ratatakaba ashiki. Rakataba ashiki. Pray for that deliverance. Deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What did the Lord do? Can you tell us? What do you think, huh? What was it like? I don't know. It didn't happen to me. Did God touch you? Amen. Wasn't me. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you what. See that little thing right there? I hit my head on there one time. Holy Ghost hit me. Broke the mirrors on the thing. So don't be embarrassed, amen. That's my head. See this right here? Amen. That's my head right there. Somebody say amen. That's the vacuum cleaner. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't he a good God? Isn't he a good God? Is this Niecy's little boy? Here, I want to pray for you. Pray for Niecy. Stand up. Come here, stand up. I'm going to pray for Niecy. Hallelujah. Niecy, be blessed. And there it is, right there. Fire in the name of Jesus, you precious soul. Send the anointing in that home right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Can I have a hug? Can I have a hug? I love you. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. How you doing, brother? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. We're gonna receive tonight's offering. Somebody say, praise the Lord. If there are any other needs out there, Glory, did you want to touch? Are you okay, dear? She's fine. Amen. Somebody say, hang on in there, Glory. Yes, what is it, my dear? She's been in pain? Or you're experiencing pain right now? Okay, come on up here. Somebody say, hallelujah. Or you want to get back there? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been holding it all night. Somebody say praise. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Somebody say the devil's a liar in the name. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Y'all put your faith here. Stand up right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. That you communicate with me. God's ready to do something. He's going to do something better than that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not hitting you. Glory to God. But hallelujah. If it didn't go away, let me know and I'm going to pop it again. Is that all right? Amen. Pop it again. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. How many of you believe God can do it?
Yeah.
Somebody say, I'm not going. I would not. So her friends are here, whatever it is. Don't y'all jump me. Amen. But I got to flow. Somebody say, we're going to flow in that same anointing in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah. And you know, when we take care of this, you know, some other things going to go too.
That's right.
I just sense that there's something stronger coming. Somebody say, amen. So somebody say, it's not her. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. Come here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Get up here. Get me in. Somebody quickly. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to. Hallelujah. Put your hand up. Hallelujah. Tizo, you feel better? I got to smack you in the back of your head. I know this is really crazy. Come here. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you. This is really strange, isn't it? You're going to understand this later. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I love you. Okay. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. It won't happen. Somebody say, come here. Come here. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hit you again. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's the enemy that comes at you to attack you because he knows what God's going to do through you. Hallelujah. But it's not going to happen. Amen. There's that news. That thing is broken that the devil was trying to do, that pressure, that thing. Amen. Freedom of mind right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I tell you what, it's difficult to flow like that. Yes, anybody, hey, hallelujah, what was it, the people that need deliverance?
Yeah, deliverance, the drugs, alcohol,
anybody dealing in the area of addiction, any form of addiction, quickly get up this way. Any form of addiction, right now, the deliverance is there. Alcohol, drugs, any form of addiction, right now, in the name of Jesus, deliverance is nigh. 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 Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, deliverance is nigh. He'll break that power. Somebody say, praise God. He'll break that power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody will call you about it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Stay right there. You just be obedient. You just be obedient. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. What you got? Hallelujah. Oh, you wanted prayer to go back to Conroe and flow like that. Okay, we thought you wanted to flow like that tonight. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Oh, God bless you, precious. Hallelujah. You just send your anointing this way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mama, come here. Where's mom? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's an, oh my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Get up here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. But just go on and pray in the name of Jesus. La ta 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 o sta ta 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 sta ta ta asta sta ta ta sta ta 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 sta ta pa futa futi kiti mahana. Won't help us. Brakatoto de bostera bada tutu kapada da hana hana ha. Brapatata do uste kana hana. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory. There it is. Hallelujah. Prabada do uste da he. Prabada do uste da hana. Prapata do uste da hana ha. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Let's put these horns down. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Come over. No, no, no. Come on down. Hallelujah. Come here. I'm going to put you over here. Praise the Lord. Come here, precious. Hallelujah. Somebody, I'm going to do this. Hallelujah. There's so many pretty kids. Glory to God. You get your front row seat. Make this your fair coat. Hallelujah. How many of you got? Two. Hallelujah. You want to get prayed for too? Come here. Y'all been worshiping the Lord. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, Kathy. Hallelujah. Children. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yes. Catch him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go on, lay hands. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, my Lord. That is beautiful. That is awesome. Oh, my God. There's a release going out right now. Thank you, Jesus. My God, blessing, 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 blessing the children. There it is. Blessing the children of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Blessing the children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessing the little children. Blessing the little children in the name of Jesus. Didn't Nisi have another little one? Yeah, bless you, beautiful. God bless you. There it is right there. Bless you, baby. There it is. There. Oh, praise the Lord. Isn't it beautiful? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Jane, how did you do in your recital today? Didn't you have a play today? Did you have a play at school? Thank you for inviting me. Bless the Lord. She said, I never show up. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord and bless Jane Ellen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, beautiful. Hallelujah. You don't have to fall down or nothing. Praise the Lord. You are so pretty. How's your mama, huh? Bless you, baby girl. Somebody say hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Who's got great faith tonight to receive tonight's offering? Who's got great faith tonight? Jesse Dickinson, come here, my brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're not punching. Come on. He said, when you start punching, I went back to my seat. Amen. Then brother said, I'll tell you what, he punched me, I'm going to punch him back. Amen. He went to go look at the headset click. Amen. Hallelujah. A breakthrough, right? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that breaks every yoke of fire. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Ooh, let something good happen in Jesus' name. Something good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Every man lift your hand up real high, quickly. Hallelujah. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Send them something right now in the name of Jesus. Send them something right now in the name of Jesus. Send them something right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Send them something. I sense it right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost and receive. Hallelujah. Send them something right now in the name of Jesus. God's working a blessing for you right now. God's working a blessing for you right now. There's a miracle in the store for you right now. There's something coming together for you right now. You got to receive it. You got to receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, we're going to have church this week. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We will be here Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Sunday morning, we're going to be here. Sunday school is at 9:30. Okay, Sunday school is at 9:30. Church is at 11 o'clock. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. We're going to receive tonight's offering. If you got a seat, you will be blessed. Somebody say amen. Everybody get a seat out right now and put it in your hand. Get any kind of seat. Somebody say amen. Get a good seat. Somebody say a good seat. If you don't have a seat, find somebody that... get one. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't be afraid to sow. Don't be afraid to sow. Don't be afraid to sow. If you need seed, raise your hand. I'll give it to you. Amen. Don't be afraid to sow. Amen. That's your deliverance. Somebody say amen. That's your deliverance. Amen. For you reap exactly what you sow. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Praise God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Come here, brother. Right here. Come here. Yeah. Praise God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank God. Look at these kids with money. Somebody say, praise God for that. Hallelujah. This is seed. This is seed. You can take it or sow it, but this is seed. Amen. You hear me? Everybody, place your hand this way. And stretch your hand this way. Somebody say, this is a blessed man. In the name of Jesus. Heavy resource comes to him in the name of Jesus. Not another broke day in the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Well, shoot, hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. That seed, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, see how fast it comes back? Somebody say, hallelujah. Somebody say, glory. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I better be real obedient. Hallelujah. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Somebody say, you are a sower. You know how you can tell a blessed person? Offering time. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Somebody say, you can tell. Somebody say, you can tell.
I'm
a blessed person. Offering time. What I want you to do, if you don't have a seed tonight, get a piece of paper out and put a blessing on it. Do that. Get a piece of paper out and put a blessing on it. Yes. Somebody say, you see how the Holy Ghost moves? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you'll never have another broke day. Amen. You participate. Amen. When that anointing comes up for offering time, you just get in the flow of it. You just get in the flow of it and watch what God does. Amen. God bless you. Amen. He said, I'm waiting to see if anybody else responds. Amen. Hallelujah. God. Somebody say, you could be blessed. Amen. Hold that up in the air. Somebody say, amen. If you need an offering envelope, we do have one. We do have one. How many of you need an offering envelope? Praise God. Brother Richard needs one. Somebody say, thank God for that. Ashley, you look great tonight. Look at this girl. Stand up, Ashley, and let the people see you. This girl had a growth spurt. Isn't she beautiful? Somebody say, thank God for beautiful Ashley. Hallelujah. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, we believe God for the most beautiful to be at Nations Church. And I'll let God use me. Say, I'll be one of the beautiful ones. Hallelujah. You could be released, brother. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For now on, we receive an offering at Nations Church. I want you to do something we used to do back east. Is that all right? You know what we used to do? Get with me on this. Let's get in the corporate flow. I just want you just to stand up and just start to rejoice and to praise God and just to bless God before we receive it. Can we do that? I haven't seen that down here in Texas, and I want to bring that here. So since you have a seed, and especially it's hard to get seed right now, stand up right now. Stand up right now, and let's bless the Lord with that offering. Start to worship God with it. Just start to bless Him. Start to call out the praise of God on it. Hallelujah. Somebody just lift up that offering and just start to bless the Lord. Just start to bless the Lord. Just start to bless the Lord. Just start to bless, just start to worship God with it. Just start to worship God with it. Just start to worship the Lord with that offering in the name of Jesus. Just start to worship the Lord with that offering in the name of Jesus. Just start to worship the Lord. Come on and bless Him with it. Bless the Lord. Magnify the Lord with it right now. Worship God with it. If you worship God with it, He'll work a miracle on it. If you worship God with that offering, He'll work a miracle on it. He will bless it. Bless the Lord with it. Pray an anointing over that offering right now in the name of Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Just start to worship God with it right now in the name of Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Just start to clap your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Father. Give Him a praise. Come on now. Give Him a praise right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, come on up and sow that right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah. Come on. Aren't these kids great tonight? The kids are look at somebody say, praise God. Bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them, bless them. Hallelujah. Running, running. Somebody say, running to bless God. Good to see Emily tonight. Amen. She looking good. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am. No. Did y'all get one in Conroe?
Conroe, I believe, because my neighborhood is an apartment complex, and even Gloria's house got one in there. And I was going to watch it tonight, and I don't know how many Gloria has. I know she got one. I want to see
We can watch it one service.
Well, one service or whatever.
Yeah.
They send them in the mailboxes for free with a card saying that there's no offers after this. I guess the man just wants. This is his
wedding. Yeah. Mike Walsh. Is that Mike Walsh's project? Hallelujah. Somebody say thank the Lord. Somebody say thank. Huh?
We got blessed with a car, but it's not a final deal yet. And they're praying to see if God wants us to keep this car. It's out there in the lot right now. So we came up with
it. Let me see it. This is your husband here? Okay, praise the Lord. Somebody say thank. They got blessed and they want to see if it's God. Amen. Yes, sir. Somebody get with him that pray over in that area right now. Somebody say pray a breakthrough over him right now. Somebody with faith, get over there and pray this thing through and make sure it happens. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Glory to God.